My guest is Gail Perrin. She is local coordinator for the student exchange program in our area. Gail, if you would please, describe the program. How does it work?
Well, we have several coordinators all around the United States, and I work in this area. I go as far as, well, I've got a student in Mercer, Wisconsin, Florin, Minocqua, Thorpe. I do about 90 to 120 miles from my home. And I will post on Facebook looking for host families. I will post a little bit about each student so they know the interests. And then if somebody is interested, they will email me or call me, and I will talk more about the student that they might be interested in. Because we do have a big, we have a profile of each student. They are not allowed to see any pictures until after they are an approved family, which you fill out an application online. And it goes through background checks, and we do a house check. We make sure that there's a bedroom for the student and that you are capable of feeding the student while in the house. They all come with their own spending money, so that's usually not an issue. These kids usually come from wealthy families, and their parents are very generous, so that's usually not a problem with the host families. Then I just place them in, like, Medford. You know, I'll send an application to the school, the student file, and then a school permission slip. And once the school okays it, then the student can get in touch with the host family. They can start talking before they get here and get to know each other. And then they pick them up at the airport, and all's good, mostly.
How do you select which student goes to which location?
We let the host's family pick who they want. But now, like Alice, she had requested to go to Texas area, but she didn't have luck, and she had contacted Emma, and Emma was already here, so Emma gave her my name, and so then I started recruiting a host family for her, and I found a perfect one for her, and she's very happy here. And so sometimes the students can request, like, what area of the United States they want to go to. They do pay a little bit more money for that, but most of them just put it wide open.
So what's about the average stay of an exchange student here in the U.S.?
Usually 10 months. Emma was only supposed to stay for 5, but she's enjoying it so much that she asked her parents and also the program to pay a little bit more money and to stay a little longer. So she is here for the 10 months.
What about Medford students, Rib Lake students, area students who want to go to a country, you want to go out as an exchange student? Is that possible, and what's involved there?
Yes. The school can get information from the coordinators, and all the schools know who the coordinator is. And I know that some programs even offer to pay a portion of it. We had a student in Rib Lake that went abroad, and the year she came back, none of us recognized her. I mean, she totally changed. She was, like, way more sophisticated, and it was quite the eye-opener, and she loved it. And it is a great experience. I mean, these kids love coming here, and, you know, I would love to go somewhere.
If someone is interested in becoming a host family, how can they do that? What do they need to do?
Well, they can start by going to our website, which is AYUSA.org, and they can fill out an online application, and then they can also get in touch with me. I think most people in Medford know me, but can always contact me at gperrin@ayusa.org and send me an email, and I will call you right away, and we'll get something going, because the more here that we have here, the better. There are kids that don't get the opportunity because we can't find host families. So
there is a dire need for host families, would you say?
Oh, yeah. Terrible need for host families.
All right. Once again, my guest has been Gail Perrin. She is local coordinator for the student exchange program in our area. Thanks so much for coming in, and best of luck.
Thank you.
During our visit, Gail mentioned Alice and Emma. And you may be wondering just who are Alice and Emma. You'll find out after this.